Following a lot of criticism, the Susan G. Komen Foundation has reversed a controversial decision to not fund some Planned Parenthood projects. In a press release today, the board apologized to the American public for the decision that cast doubt upon their commitment to save women's lives. David Greenberg is the president of Oregon's Columbia Willamette Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood serves almost 3 million women annually in Oregon, over 100,000 women. And so the numbers are huge. And what happened over the last couple of days is that the American people have just risen up and said, breast cancer prevention, screening, testing, eliminating this disease is more important than politics. And Komen listened to them.
In Washington, 22 Senate Democrats, including Senator Jeff Merkley, signed a letter calling on Komen to reconsider its decision. It did. The board said it will continue to fund existing grants, including those to Planned Parenthood. Representative Mike McLean of Powell Butte is encouraged by the governor's backing of his Facebook-related bill. The bill would create tax certainty for companies wanting to build data centers in tax-advantaged zones. Earlier, the governor said he was working on an administrative fix to the tax issue, but now says he'll also support bills that put the tax guarantee into law.
I think he came to realize what was clear, and that was without certainty, we were going to lose billions of dollars in construction and investment and hundreds of jobs and ongoing in both Crook and Morrow counties.
McLean says the bill isn't just about Facebook. It's about Rackspace and other large companies that want to build data centers in tax-advantaged enterprise zones in Oregon. The Senate has a bill that mirrors McLean's House bill, and whichever one makes it to the governor's desk first is the one he will sign. The results are back, and it's official. Crook County is experiencing an outbreak of meningococcal infection that is based on 3 cases during the last 3 months. County and state public health officials recommend people ages 9 months through 25 years who live, work, or attend school or daycare in Greater Prineville get a meningococcal vaccination. Health officials say in a typical year they have 0 to 1 case, but since 2011 of March, there have been 6 cases, 5 of those cases all type C in people under the ages of 25. It is the final day of interviews for candidates who want to run Deschutes County. About 50 people applied for the position, and the top 7 applicants are in Bend today for in-depth interviews. Commissioner Alan Unger says the pool is good, and he is hoping to make a decision soon.
There are candidates there who should work for us. I'm at the mind of you go out and request for candidate, and then you go through the process and you pick one that best will lead you, because if you say, no, I don't think there's a good candidate here, we're going to reapply again, you just are digging yourself a hole that's not necessarily going to get you better candidates, it's going to get you fewer candidates.
The position has been open for about 5 months after the board fired former county administrator Dave Kanner. The county says they'll pay a new administrator between $120,000 and $150,000, depending on their qualifications. That salary does not include the benefits package. The new casino on the Warm Springs Reservation will be opening to the public tomorrow. The Indian Head Casino will officially open Saturday at 6 p.m. Jeff Onspaugh, the director of economic development for Warm Springs, says the new location right off of Highway 26 should help bring in business.
I do think that it was a dampening effect on volume when it was, you know, off the highway. I know a lot of people I talk to when they drive through the reservation, they always comment to me that they just feel like nothing's open. Well, this will certainly express to the commuter traffic as it goes through the reservation that the tribes are open for business and they're looking for opportunity.
The casino will have 500 slot machines and 8 blackjack tables, as well as penny and nickel games and video poker. And community theater in Central Oregon has lost a familiar face. Pat Kamik died of a heart attack Wednesday night. He was directing the upcoming show Gina Galdi and Guest at Second Street Theater. The show's playwright, Cricket Daniel, says she was shocked when she got the news.
Well, I was absolutely devastated. We were all at rehearsal that Wednesday night. Pat was sitting there with a full grin, so happy with the actors. We were running the play completely through. And at 10 o'clock, we all said our goodbyes. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow. And I just remember him being overjoyed. And so I got the message the next morning around 8 from his partner, Roger.
Pat Kamik was born and raised in Chicago. He had lived in the Bend area for about 14 years. The Second Street Show will go on in Kamik's honor. One of the actors will direct it. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.